Noah Johnson and Josh Ann. Patrick Pearson, the five on the floor for the Bulldogs. Start the second half, the start of the game. Here is Trammell in the lane. Pops, hops, and hits. P.J. Trammell has now 15 points to lead the way. 43-14. Here's a jumper from the left corner by Cornette. It's good. It's inside the arc, so Todd gets his fourth point. 43-60. West Ottawa with the lead. John L. Williams tries to drive around Pearson. Pearson blocks his way and draws the foul. And Patrick's the first player in the books with three for either side. 13 turnovers, 24 points from them. 13 Granville turnovers, 24 West Ottawa points. Brown in the lane. Triple team has to pull it back out for Trammell. Been saying it like Alan Trammell, but it is Trammell. I've been corrected. Here's McNitt. Right side for Pearson off his, pardon me, for Bedford off his hands, but then went off of Pearson's foot out of bounds. George Friday with the call. Brian Hall, Lowell Winnie, and the other men with the whistles tonight. Inbound West Ottawa. To a wide open McNitt, no good. Rebound Brown, offensive fadeaway, no. Rebound snatched away, Noah Johnson for Granville. Johnson dribbles it over the timeline. That bumped by Trammell, and P.J. picks up his first foul. 6:17 to go, third quarter. All West Ottawa, 43-16. Bischoff will inbound to Pearson. Right side, Noah Johnson. Trying to work on McNitt. To Ham as he tries to drive right baseline. He got pushed off by Stanley Brown. Basically checked it out of bounds, and Brown will pick up the foul. First on Stanley. Second on the Panthers here in the second half. Another crack for Granville. Inbound goes to Josh Ham. Throws it up to midcourt. Hands it to Alex Bischoff. Man-to-man defense employed by the Panthers. Granville in their home whites tonight. West Ottawa in their purples for the Cancer Awareness game. West Ottawa defending the North goal to our left, so Granville's moving from right to left here in the second half. Pearson picks up the dribble on the right wing. Needs some help. Gets in the form of Todd Cornett. Gets through two defenders. High post right. Jumper is a little bit no good. A little bit short, actually. Rebound Ham, and as Ham going up for the putback, he got hacked and fouled. The foul will go up against Stanley Brown. That's his second. So foul line left will be Josh Ham. Granville just 2 of 3 from the stripe. Noah Johnson has been shooting all the free throws until Ham's first of 2, and he breaks it. It has been a long season already for Granville. And the rebuilding is going to take longer than this season has been. Second one dropped for Ham, his first point of the game. 43-8-17, West Ottawa with a 26-point lead. Trammell, front court, Williams. Gets it to Williams. Underneath for Brown as he tries to drive. He touched the baseline. Turnover West Ottawa, only the third of the game. And Williams got a nice dish from Trammell. Had a two-on-one dish to Brown, but instead of taking it to the basket, Brown tried to dribble once, and you get more trouble that way. Here is Pearson. His shot is no good as he drove. Rebound Brown for West Ottawa. Trammell kicks it to McNitt, left side. He reset the offense. McNitt. Jared McNitt has his pocket pick by Todd Cornett. Fourth turnover against West Ottawa. Granville hasn't scored on any of them yet. Let's see if Bischoff does. Triple try right side. No. Rebound. Trammell. And we have a pushing foul against Granville on the loose ball situation. Or is it against... No, it's going to be on Trammell. Trammell pushed off to get the carom. So Trammell now with two fouls. Sam Cornett, Corey Palmer come in. And they'll give Pearson and Johnson a break for the Bulldogs. Corey Palmer, Right side, Todd Cornett. Bischoff. Left side, Sam Cornett. Fakes the three. He's got a 6'3 player on him. Right side, triple try by Alex Bischoff. Got it! Five for Bischoff. 43-20. The first points off turnovers for West Ottawa tonight. And with that fact, we get a timeout called by West Ottawa's Steve Windemiller. His first timeout. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. And it is indeed a Jackie's Place restaurant timeout. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. at Jackie's Place restaurant on Chicago Drive between Howland and Zeeland. Why do they officiate? They, tonight being Lowell Winnie, George Friday, and Brian Hall. Well, some officiate for the love of the sport, while others officiate simply because they love being around kids. Some just got sick and tired about complaining about officials, and, well, they did something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call the MHSAA or go to MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. 4:25 to go, third quarter. It's been all West Ottawa in this OK Red battle against the Granville Bulldogs. They lead by 23, 43-20 against the visiting Granville Bulldogs. And West Ottawa will inbound at midcourt after Steve Windemiller's first time out of the game. Three timeouts left for Granville, four for West Ottawa. McNitt, Jarrett trying to find somebody open. Cross court on the inbounds to Johnson. Underneath pass for Brown, deflected out of bounds by Noah Johnson. John L. Williams with the dish. And it'll be maintained by the Panthers. Baseline inbounds offensive for West Ottawa. Purple jerseys tonight. Violet jerseys with white numerals for West Ottawa. Normally they wear the black and white. McNitt hands it over now for Houston Bedford. To Trammell as he tries to drive left side. He got held up. And the foul is called on that violation. Noah Johnson will become the first player with three fouls on either side. Two fouls against the Bulldogs in the second half. Janelle Williams will inbound in for Stanley Brown as he got the entry pass in the lane. He got two time and beaten up a little bit. Second foul on Cornett, Sammy Cornett. Three fouls on the Bulldogs. This is a triple by Jared McNitt. Left side, no good. Rebound, Alex Bischoff for Granville. Bischoff into the lane. Kicks it right corner for Johnson. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jonell Williams. And it'll be maintained by the Bulldogs. Baseline inbounds for Alex Bischoff. Deep inbounds to Josh Hamm, 6'3 seed. The freshman, Sam Cornett. His pocket was picked as he drove the lane. Ball stolen away. Houston Bedford for West Ottawa. Trammell. Brown, top of the circle. He'll stop and pop. Back of the rim, no. Long rebound. Trammell's got it. Goes to the right baseline. Kicks it over now for Bedford. Back for McNitt. He'll swing and reset the offense between the rings. Left side for Trammell. P.J. trying to shake and bake off of Bischoff. Goes into lane through two defenders. His one-hander is no good. Rebound, Hamm for Granville. Tries to outlet out for Bischoff. He does. But he loses, pardon me, for Noah Johnson. He loses control of the ball. Last touch by Jared McNitt. It'll be maintained by Granville in the front court. 3:19 to go, third quarter. 43-20. West Ottawa leads Granville. We get some substitutions now. Patrick Pearson replaces Hamm for Granville. Tony Sockin, Braden Carl, Ben Smith will come in. McNitt and Trammell stay on the floor for West Ottawa. Inbounds for the Panthers. Corey Palmer to Bischoff. Around Trammell into the lane. Double payout pump and got it. Alex now has seven. 43-22. West Ottawa is down to 21, down by 21. Well, nice dish on the feed to Tony Sock. He'll lay it up and in. Trapping defense, and West Ottawa burned Granville on that one. First two for Tony. 45-22. Triple top of the circle by Bischoff. No good. Rebound offensive for Pearson. He draws contact in the fouls. He tries to put it right back up. The foul will go against Braden Carl. First for Braden. Five already for the Panthers. Foul was ruled to be on the floor, so it's an inbound for Granville. Here's Pearson driving left baseline. Finger roll doesn't go. Rebound Braden Carl for West Ottawa. Jared McNett in the front court for the Panthers. Foul line extended right, trying to use a screen from Braden Carl. Kicks it back for Ben Smith. Smith, high post right, flips it to Sock. Left side, Trammell. Man-to-man defense been employed by both teams tonight. Trammell gets around two defenders, still to the baseline, headed blocked, pulls it back out now for Braden Carl. Almost stolen at midcourt, and then he draw, and Steve Windemiller says, I don't want my player to have too many problems. He'll call a 30-second timeout with 2:12 to go here in the third quarter, and the Panthers leading at 45-22. Reminder, we'll bring you Hope College basketball on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com tomorrow afternoon from DeVos Fieldhouse as the Albion Britons come in to take on Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman, flying high atop of the MIAA standings with only one loss in conference play, but that was at the Albion as Dakota Kazin of Saugatuck led the Britons to the victory. And so it's payback time. Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince will bring you all the action of Hope College basketball against Albion, 2:40 tomorrow afternoon on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. After the 30-second timeout is over, West Ottawa just promptly threw it into the hands of Sam Cornett on the steal. He'll drive and score. Cornett with five. 45-24. Again, a 21-point lead. Here's a drive by Trammell. No good. On the driving layup, ball on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. The alternating possession will give the ball right back to Granville. Ham returns for the Bulldogs to replace Pearson, who has three fouls. Noah Johnson also with three fouls on the bench for Granville. Nobody with more than two for West Ottawa. Into the front court, Alex Bischoff plays catch with Corey Palmer. Now it's Sam Cornett. Dribbles left side in front of his father, the coach of the team, Sam Cornett Sr. Gets it to his brother, Todd Cornett. And to Bischoff, trying to shake and bake on Johnson. Sam Cornett. Into the right corner for Palmer. Triple from there. No. Rebound, Braden Carl, West Ottawa. Minute 8 to go, third quarter. All Panthers. 45-24. Trammell walks it over the timeline, gets a nice pick, drives into the left corner, dishes it out for McNitt. Sock to Smith. Drives, doesn't get it. Rebound deflected, and we're going to get a foul on the loose ball as Braden Carl battled. And the foul will go against the Bulldogs. Well, it'll be... No, they're going to call it a tie-up situation. So alternating position gives the ball to the Panthers. Janelle Williams back in. Inbounds for Ben Smith with a hook and a score. Ben Smith with nine. That's a season high already for him. 47-22. West Ottawa by 25. Tie-up on the floor. Jump ball. Alternating possession on the paint in the offensive zone for Granville. They'll keep possession with 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's been all West Ottawa on this one. Inbound goes to Palmer. Triple from the left side. No. Back of the rim. Battling for the rebound. Jump ball. Another jump ball. Carl and Ham. And the arrow goes West Ottawa's way. Half a minute to go, third quarter. Granville put some pressure on. Janelle Williams dribbles it. Pass for Sock out of bounds. Last touch by Tony. And that's a turnover against West Ottawa. They had only two turnovers in the first half and four here in the third quarter alone. Todd Cornett pulls it back with 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Granville will play for one shot. Bischoff directing traffic at midcourt. 5 seconds left. He's got to do something with it. Bischoff through two defenders. Into the lane. To a wide open Ham. Lays it up and in. And the quarter ends on a nice play. Ham with three. And after three quarters of play, a little better showing for the Bulldogs. But it's West Ottawa 47 and Granville 26. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. As we begin the fourth quarter, West Ottawa leads at 47-26, led offensively by P.J. Trammell's 15 points. His season high is 19. 11 points for Stanley Brown. His season high is 16. And 9 points for Ben Smith. 7 points for Alex Bischoff. And 5 for Sam Cornett Jr. leading the way for the Bulldogs. And we have a steal off of the first possession of the fourth quarter by West Ottawa. In for Williams. He gets hammered. If you're going to foul them hard, and that's exactly what Granville did there. It's a conference game. They know each other. It'll be the fourth foul on Noah Johnson. First player now in the immediate danger of disqualification. And Jonell Williams, who's 0 for 1 from the stripe, goes back to the stripe for West Ottawa tonight. Panthers 11 of 14 as a team. Make it 12 of 15 as Williams gets his fifth point. Palmer will replace the four-foul Johnson for the Bulldogs of Granville. Smith, Williams at the line, Carl, Jared McNitt, Trammell on the floor for West Ottawa. Drop both of them for Jonell Williams, 49-26. The lead for West Ottawa. Granville with the basketball moving right to left in their home whites with maroon numerals and trim. West Ottawa in their purple special uniforms tonight with white numerals and trim. Ball in the left corner for Sam Cornell Jr. Kicks it back out for Corey Palmer. Between the rings for Bischoff. Drives. Ball picked. Pocket picked by McNick. Front court, Williams. Drives. No. Partially blocked. Rebound. Smith. And he's fouled on the putback by Sam Cornett Jr. He'll now pick up his third foul. So foul line right will be Ben Smith. Again, 9 points. His season high was, he only had 2 points registered to him before tonight, all season long. He misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Patrick Pearson replaces Sam Cornett for the Bulldogs, and he gets an applause from his father, the coach of the team. Again, I like the looks of the Sam Cornett. I think he's a player they can build around here at Granville. Second one goes for Smith. Ben with 10. It's 50-26, a 24-point lead for West Ottawa. Todd Cornett, left side, and McNitt strips him of the ball again. Trammell holds it up. He walks it over the timeline. Trammell drives through two defenders. Skidded. We're going to have a jump ball. Actually, it's a tie-up situation between Trammell and Josh Hamm. Maintained by the Panthers. For a minute, I thought Trammell may have been... From up here, it could have been a travel call because it looked like Trammell sort of lost his footing as he hit the high post left side. Inbound goes to Smith on an entry pass. His shot is no good. Second one was no good by Braden Carlin. We got a loose ball foul against Granville on the putback. The push foul against Corey Palmer. That's one on Corey. Six against the Bulldogs. So the bonus light will go in once West Ottawa inbounds. McNitt. Top of the circle, Ben Smith. And he'll go right to the line now, thanks to Josh Hamm's third foul. That didn't take long. 6:44 to go. West Ottawa leads it by 24, 50-26. Against a team that has been struggling all season, no wins yet. They're not going to get one here tonight. West Ottawa right up their mark to 8-5 and 4-2 in the OK Red. Missed free throw for Ben Smith. Put back by Jonell Williams is no good. And then a foul is called Williams on the deck. He might have been the one. Or is it against the Bulldogs? The officials will confer to make sure they all saw it right. It's going to be a flagrant technical foul against Patrick Pearson. He gets teed up for throwing the elbow. Fourth foul on Pearson. So McNitt will go to the line for two. Second tee against Granville. Bischoff got one earlier. McNitt is now 4 for 5 from the line. He has 7 points. Give him 8 as he drops both the free throws. 52-26. Double up the score for West Ottawa against Granville. And West Ottawa will have the basketball midcourt. Steve Windemiller talking with referee Brian Hall. I'll get an explanation on the call. Over the timeline from Mel. And a shake and bake on Bischoff. Left side. Bischoff trying to hem him in on the sideline, but he does elude them. Williams, top of the circle, Smith. Ben with a three. Got it! His second triple of the game. 13 for Ben Smith. 55-26, all West Ottawa. Here's a drive by Bischoff. Left corner, Cornette. Double triple from there. Got it from there. Todd's first tray of the night. 55-29, Cornette with 7. Jonell Williams, left side. Man-to-man defense by Granville. Right side, McNitt. Into the lane. Left side, Brandon Carl. Pulls it back out for Trammell. P.J. through two defenders. Fade away. Got the roll. 17 for P.J. 57-29, all West Ottawa. 5:35 to go in regulation. Here is Bischoff. Ball stripped away from him by Trammell. He's trying to go coast to coast. One-hander. Nobody got fouled by Todd Cornette. Cornette didn't like the call or didn't like something that Trammell said. Second foul on Todd Cornette, one of the coach's sons. Foul line right, Trammell. Ryan Korndike, the 6'1 sophomore, ready to check in. First one is missed by Trammell. Also in for Granville is Jonathan Chereda, the 6'2 junior. Second free throw for Trammell. Miss them both. Rebound snatched away by Pearson for Granville. He'll have the ball. Drives right side. Got fouled by Carl as he went up toward the hole. We'll go to the line. Second foul on Braden. And Pearson, who has yet to score tonight, coming off his season-high 9-point performance in the Tuesday night loss at East Kentwood. He had 5 in the first meeting between the Panthers and the Bulldogs in Granville 3 weeks ago. First one drops for Pearson. Right-handed shot, foul line left for Pearson. Second one is up and no good. He knew it was going to be no good. He gets the offensive putback. Can't get the one handed in. Rebound grabbed away by Korndike. Granville with another crack at the basket here. Thanks to some hustle from Patrick Pearson on the missed free throw. Shirena, right side. Jonathan trying to back in on McNitt. Through two defenders. Still with the dribble. Has to pull it back out for Korndike. Ryan, high post left jumper. Back of the rim. No. Rebound put back up and in by Josh Hand. Josh with 5. 57-32. West Ottawa still comfortably in front with 4:46 to go in this one. And they have the basketball. Trammell. Left corner. For Tony Sock, his pass over Trammell. He does save it before. Nope, he doesn't, because as Jeremy Mint got the ball in midcourt, his foot touched the stripe. And that's a turnover on the over and back. Darius Morgain, the 6'5 junior, returns. Derek McNitt's night is done. He finishes with 8 points. Trammell's still out there with Braden Curl and Ben Smith. Darius Morgane. And Brian Knowles, the 5'11 junior, almost steals it away. He does force the turnover. He knocked it away from Brian Korndyke. Korndyke could not recover. 19 turnovers against Bill tonight. And 27 points have been converted by West Ottawa as a result. The margin is 25 in favor of the hosts. Tony Sock, right side jumper by Brian Knowles, no good, rebound offensive, Carl, tries to spin around two defenders, puts up an off-balance shot, no, backing away, Korndyke gets the defensive rebound for Granville, front court, Bischoff, in the lane, one-hander, no, rebound, snatched away, Morgane, doesn't see an outlet, wanted to run a little bit, but he waits and gives the ball to Tony Sock, he has some two times, so Morgane comes back to help him out, front court, Ben Smith. Left corner, Carl. Braden to Morgane. Pulls his way up to the basket. Strong move for Darius Morgane, the 6'5 junior. First 2 points for Darius. 59-32. It's been all West Ottawa. And we got another steal. Smith comes up with the basketball. Smith in for Sock. Waits. Takes a short shot. No. Rebound grabbed away by Leland Verberg, the 6'1 junior. Making his first appearance of the game. Bischoff in the front court. Triples from there. No. Long rebound. Tony Sox got it. One-on-one with Bischoff. What will he do? He gets around him. Puts up a short shot. No. Rebound. Out of bounds. Off of the hands of Brian Knowles. Out of bounds. Goes to Granville. 3:08 to go. And we're going to see some more substitutions. And we're going to get a timeout call by Granville. A 30-second Jackie's Place timeout. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. at Jackie's Place Restaurant, Chicago Drive, between Holland and Zealand. In all West Ottawa tonight, the Panthers are back here on Tuesday night, welcoming the Grand Rapids Christian Crusaders in. Greg Chandler will be back to bring you all the action right here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We'll be on the air at 6:40. High school basketball tomorrow afternoon from the Holland Civic Center. OK Green battle between Holland High and the Holland Christian Maroons will be on the air at 4:10 tomorrow afternoon here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And Tipton brings it over the timeline for Granville. Ryan Korndyke, right side for Shereda. Jonathan trying to back in on Bishop. Trying to back in on Braden Curl. Can't do so, so Tipton recovers. Right side for Grant Hamill. Hamill. Grant Hamill's first shot, no good. Rebound grabbed out by Braden Carl. Hamill is a 6'1 senior. Front court, DeMario King making his first appearance for the West Ottawa. He's a 6'3 junior. Both teams emptying their bench. Tony Sock. King. Curl. The Sock. West Ottawa just like to milk the last 2.5 minutes. Comfortably in front. Try to stay sharp. King loses his balance and loses the basketball. Into the hands it goes to Verberg. Tipton, right side, Shereda. Tipton into the lane, kicks it left side for Hamill. Inside for Verberg, pulls it up, no, draws contact and a foul. Good power move by Leland Verberg, the 6'1 junior. He'll go to the line for his efforts. Darius Morang, his first foul. And Verberg's trying to get on the score sheet for the first time all season. And does. First point as a varsity player for the junior. Comes with a 59-33 game. Second one for Leland. He's a left-handed shot, foul line left. A little hard, no good. Morgane can't get the rebound. Offensive rebound put up and in by Shereda. 59-35. First 2 points for Shereda tonight. Bounce pass for Carl. Stolen away by Grant Hamill. Right side, Shereda. Fade away. Got it! Shereda now with 4. That's a season on. 59-37. The lead now back under 20. foul in midcourt by Ryan Korndyke of Granville. Double bonus lineup, so it means that Tony Sock, 2 points tonight. The season high is 6. Game over at the Dutch Dome. The 5'8 junior with P.J. Trammell graduating. Sock will probably be asked to do more next year for the Panthers. First shot is missed. When we're done here, in terms of when the game is over, Coach Steve Windermiller will make his way up, and we'll get his thoughts after the game. Second one is missed by Stock. Both of them have been short. Rebound, offensive curl, lays it up and in. Great curl with the offensive putback, his first two. 61-37. Minute 21 to go in this one. Tipped in at midcourt, dribbles into the front court. Drives, stops, pops, back of the rim, no. Rebound grabbed away. Brian Knowles, West Ottawa. Sock, front court, Braden Curl. Sock, pulls it back. Brian Knowles drives through two defenders, puts up a one-hander, no. Rebound grabbed off. Grant Hamill, Granville. Front court, Tipton. Hamill. Left side, Korndyke. Korndyke drives, stops, fadeaway. Back of the rim, no. Long rebound, more gain. West Ottawa, 46 seconds left in this one. Panthers up by 24 at 61-37. Drive by Sock, no good. Rebound grabbed away, Berberg, Granville. Tipton, front court, right side, triple by Shireda. Front of the rim, no. Rebound deflected, goes into Korndyke. He'll fade away on the triple, no, but he gets fouled. Silly foul by Brian Knowles, and he's the first to admit it. You don't foul a three-point shooter because it'll give him free throws. And if he makes the three-point play, you give him a chance for a four-point play. Silly things like that can translate into big problems in tougher games. Korndyke trying to get on the score sheet misses the first. Ryan has yet to score as a varsity player. He could do so tonight if he can make the second of his three free throws here. He goes a line drive on the second. Tommy Rawdon, the 6'3 junior, comes in for his first appearance of the night. So both teams have emptied their benches, with the exception of Caleb McNitt, the Panthers' 6'2 junior, sitting this one out tonight. Three misses for Korndyke tonight on that free throw. And Brian Knowles brings it over the timeline. King. On two defenders, kicks it out to Morgane. Morgane tries to bull his way in, draws contact and a foul with 13 seconds left. Second foul for Korndyke, and so foul line right will be Morgane. Darius with a nice power move for his first 2 points. First one's no good. We'll put the numbers down when we're done here in terms of how everybody did. Second one coming for Darius. Doesn't get that one either. Tipped rebound into the hands of Korndyke for the Bulldogs. Tipped it. Between the rings, Rawdon. Right side triple by Shireda. Got it! Jonathan will end the game with 8 points. And end the game making a score a little bit more respectable. It's all West Ottawa tonight. Panthers 61, Granville 40. We'll look at the numbers. Coach Steve Windermiller will make his way up to talk about the game. We'll have more from here, West Ottawa High, in a moment. It's time for the Spectrum-Belt Zealand Community Hospital postgame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Back to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. A comfortable win tonight for the West Ottawa Panthers as they defeat the Granville Bulldogs by a score of 61-40. We'll go through the numbers momentarily, but Coach Steve Windermiller has made his way up to our broadcast location. Steve, congratulations. A slippery game in the sense that after a nice win against East Kentwood, the league leaders, you face a winless team. And it could have been a game you could have easily overlooked. Your team did not do so, especially in the first two quarters, really put the pedal to the metal against this team.
Yeah, I was really proud of our kids tonight. It's kind of one of those sandwich games, like you said, that, you know, you played Rockford on Tuesday. We played a snow makeup day on Wednesday, which we got Kent with our league leader. And then we had to come home and try to play somebody who was, you know, that I think we were probably better than. But, you know, it's always, you know, hard to convince the 16, 17, 18-year-old kids that they got to come out and still play the way they played against Kentwood. So we're pleased with the effort. We had a great first half. Really played really, I thought we played really unselfishly. I thought we moved the ball well. I thought we did some really good things. So I was proud of their effort. And it's high school basketball, so it was a challenge to keep that intensity and that energy in the third and fourth quarter. But we challenged them to do that, and they did a pretty good job.
What I liked from your team, unofficially, I had 5 turnovers for Granville, relayed into 10 points for West Ottawa in the first quarter. 6 more turnovers in the second quarter relayed to another 10 points for the Panthers. So 11 turnovers, 20 points in the first half. Really, that was the difference in the game, I thought.
Yeah, I thought our the way our kids defended in three-quarter court type thing, I thought we got after them a little bit. I thought we turned them over a little bit. And I think that obviously that turned into easy baskets on our end. And, you know, our kids, when they want to go, they can go a little bit. So our guards got after it well, and I thought our big kids rebounded well. And I thought it was a really good effort in that first half. That's what we like to see, but that's as well as we've been playing. So I think that was a nice job for our kids tonight.
You asked a little bit of Stanley Brown tonight. He had to step in with Caleb McNitt, a no-go.
Yep.
9 points in the second quarter, 11 points in the game. He did a nice job, and I like the looks of Darius Morgane. He's a little raw, but if he harnessed some of that talent, he could really help you, especially next year.
Yeah, I think Darius is about a year away, but I think he's a whole summer and spring away, and I think he's done some good things when we had some guys out early in the season. He played very well for us, and we just keep challenging him every day to keep getting better. So Darius is one of those kids that got a nice body and a big wide body, big strong kid, but we got the skills need to catch up a little bit, but he's done a nice job for us all year so far. And Stanley stepping in for Caleb tonight. Stan played real well for us on Wednesday, and he continued to do that tonight.
You want to follow up a good performance with another good one, and he certainly did that. And you ask a lot of P.J. to lead this team, and he did so tonight, 17 points.
We ask a lot of P.J. P.J. takes the brunt of my excitement and anger sometimes, but he's learning to be an all-around point guard. He's done a really nice job for us, and he continues to give us energy. He's a real good defender. He's a tough, strong kid, and we wouldn't ask that if we didn't know that we couldn't get it out of him, and he does a really nice job for us.
One final thing. Greg will be back here on Tuesday night for the game against Grand Rapids Christian. Not a league game, but an opponent that will give a good examination of your team coming Tuesday night.
Well, in the scheduling snafu of the snow days, we are not playing that game on Tuesday.
Okay.
So we're making up a Hudsonville snow day.
Okay, that's the
wipeout
game. All right, I apologize for that. We'll do some changing on the schedule on that.
So we wiped that one out because we just couldn't, between the two athletic departments, couldn't come in agreement to who was playing where, and between the girls and us and JVs and freshmen, they couldn't get it all worked out. So
casually.
So we are playing Wednesday
Hudsonville.
At Hudsonville. We've been on the road forever. It's only our third home game this year, so.
Yeah.
So it's been.
Okay.
The black uniforms have got a lot of work.
Let me make the quick change over right now with the Hudsonville Panthers, Hudsonville Eagles coming in. You took care of the number one team on Wednesday, and you got the team that you're battling for the second spot right now with, you know, trying to keep East Kentwood in there. And the Eagles have, you know, some good, some bad.
Yeah, they're a tough team. I mean, there's no doubt. I think they're probably. Kentwood's very athletic and quite a different team than what we all run up against, but Hudsonville is real good. They got Brent Hibbets, who's 6'7", 6'8", shoots threes, does everything. He's a D1 type kid. And then they got the Apple kid. They got some real experienced guys they play with, so they're going to be tough for us. But I think we match up pretty well with them, so we'll have to see. We haven't played them yet, and then we turn right around and play Kentwood again on Friday at home, so, I mean, it's
going to be.
The whole thing is. Made a mess of it, but I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, that's the byword as it is. Steve Windemiller, thank you very much for coming up here. Congratulations on a 61-40 victory over Granville, and look forward to more exciting games with the Panthers as we go along this season.
I appreciate you guys being here tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yep. Steve Windemiller, head coach of the West Ottawa Panthers, after the Panthers win over Granville 61-40. When we return, on the post-game show, the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital post-game show. We will take a look at the final numbers and wrap things up from here in West Ottawa High in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Lindsay Michaels, our producer. I'm Gary Stevens. We are at West Ottawa High School, where the Panthers have defeated the Granville Bulldogs tonight by a final score of 61-40. Let's go through the numbers for the Granville Bulldogs, who suffered the setback and fall to 0-10 on the season, 0-5 in the OK Red. They were led offensively tonight by Jonathan Chereda's 8 points in the fourth quarter. That is a season high for him. In fact, Chereda, it is a season high for him, scoring 8 points in the quote-unquote garbage time. 7 points for Todd Cornett and Alex Bischoff. 5 points for Sam Cornett, a season high for him, along with Josh Hamm at 5 points. 4 points for Noah Johnson. 3 points for Corey Palmer. A point each for Patrick Pearson and Leland Verberg. Tommy Rawdon, Ryan Korndyke, Grant Hamill played but did not score. Also did Tommy Tipton. Granville had 20 turnovers on the game, and it led to 27 West Ottawa points. And Granville shot 5 of 10 from the free throw line, a game which they never led. For West Ottawa, who improves now to 8-5 on the season, 4-2 in the OK Red. They were led tonight by P.J. Trammell with 17 points, 13 for Ben Smith. That's a season high. 11 for Stanley Brown, coming off a 15-point performance on Wednesday night. That's a good performance for the 6'6 senior. 8 points for Jared McNitt. 6 points for John L. Williams. 2 points each for Tony Sock, Braden Curl, and Darius Moreg, and playing but not scoring, Houston Bedford, Brian Knowles, DeMario King. West Ottawa had 9 turnovers, 7 points came off of it for Granville, and West Ottawa shot 16 of 27 from the free throw line. So, as the Panthers await their game Wednesday at Hudsonville, we will bring you high school basketball tomorrow afternoon from the Holland Civic Center. As the Holland High Dutch take on the Holland Christian Maroons, we will be on the air at 4:10 tomorrow afternoon here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And following that game on Holland's hometown station, it'll be Detroit Red Wings hockey as the Wings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning down at the St. Petersburg Times Forum. Ken Cal and Paul Woods will bring you all the action. Broadcast will begin at 6:40 tomorrow night. I want to also remind you about Hope College Basketball as the Flying Dutchman. We'll be hosting Albion at DeVos Fieldhouse tomorrow afternoon. Ron Weatherby, Adam Prince will bring you the action on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com, beginning at 2:40 p.m. Cannot do a broadcast without the help of a lot of fine people. Thanks to head coach Sam Cornett Sr., athletic director Brian Parsons, and all the people at Granville High for their help. Thanks to coach Steve Windemiller, athletic director Pat Morrison, and his staff for their help and hospitality. They were invaluable. Thanks to our producer tonight, Lindsay Michaels. Had to put her through a little bit of technical difficulties at the outset, but we got through them and did a very, very nice job. Thanks to all of our sponsors who help bring you high school athletics here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And finally, most importantly, thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. If you're a West Ottawa fan, you certainly enjoyed the final score. And again, our prayers and our wishes are for Greg Chandler and his family, as Greg lost his father this week, and tonight was the visitation in Downriver, Detroit, for Greg's dad, and all of our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family at this very tough time. Thanks to all the people at WHTC for allowing me to do the game, stepping away from my usual Saugatuck duties to take care of this game for you tonight here at West Ottawa High. So, for Lindsay Michaels, I'm Gary Stevens saying so long from West Ottawa High School, where the Panthers have defeated the Granville Bulldogs tonight 61-40. Good night, everybody.